Macmillan Audio presents The Cruelty by Scott Bergstrom. Read for you by Therese Plummer. Part of the reason for the ugliness of adults in a child's eyes is that the child is usually looking upwards, and few faces are at their best when seen from below. George Orwell. 1. The boys are waiting for the beheading. They sit raptly, like impatient jackals, waiting for the blade to fall. But if they'd bothered to read the book, they'd know it wasn't coming. The book just sort of ends, like a movie clicked off before the last scene. Or like life, really. You almost never see the blade coming, the one that gets you. Our teacher, Mr. Lawrence, reads the words slowly, stroking that awful little patch of beard under his lower lip as he paces. The soft drumbeat of his footsteps on the linoleum floor, heel toe, makes it sound like he's trying to come up on the words from behind. As if that blind rage had washed me clean, rid me of hope. For the first time in that night alive with signs and stars, I laid my heart open to the benign indifference of the world. The footsteps stop when Mr. Lawrence arrives at Luc Bonton's desk, and he taps the spine of the book on the kid's head. Luc is texting someone on his phone and trying to hide it beneath his jacket.